on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, now welcome to the show, the last hour. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is the Morning Crossfire. Yes, we're picking up our conversation, which we started at 5 a.m. today. There is now a 800 Naira consolidated levy, which transporters in Lagos State will have to pay on a daily basis to the Lagos State government. Now, many Lagos commercial drivers have decried how they work to feed the greed of the unions that regulate the operations of the transport workers in the state. According to report, road transport workers, that's commercial bus drivers, conductors, motorcycle riders, and so on in Lagos, are at the mercy of the numerous union officials stationed at various garages and junctions in the city. And if care is not taken, you end up working for the union, some of these commercial drivers lamented. Now, insight into details of the taxes, quote-unquote, collected by the transport union officials, which some of these drivers try to avoid sometimes, is too much, quote-unquote, a cutting report from the premium terms. Now, research has shown the unions that regulate the activities of transport workers in garages and bus stops in Lagos State include Accredited Motorcycles Owners and Riders Association of Nigeria, 2, Road Transport Employees Association of Nigeria, 3, National Union of Road Transport Workers, and some others. These three are the most popular. In 2019, the standard money paid by commercial buses that ply the toll gate to Agege Lane is 1,200 naira. These are the levies paid to the unions. So technically, the average amount paid by commercial bus drivers could be 1,200 naira, including charges on bookings and tickets for different sessions of the day. 600 naira for booking every day include buying of tickets three times daily. Each ticket goes for 200 naira. Ticket collection for morning, for afternoon, and for evening sessions might total about 1,200. There's also the weekly levy of 100 naira or 150 naira for, quote, maintenance of their route. Okay, now the Lagos State government has officially unveiled the consolidated informal transport sector levy to harmonize dues collected by the government from commercial motorists at parks and garages across the state. Now, the Lagos State government says that this new consolidated levy collection will start from the 1st of February. According to the Lagos State Commissioner for Finance, Dr. Rabi Olowo, the levy is pegged at a flat rate of 800 naira. And this money covers the fee, the levy, for not just the local government, but also for the clearing of wastes from motor parks. And this fees will be paid to the Ministry of Transportation, to LOMA, and to LASEPA. That's the Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency. The chairman of NURTW, the Lagos State chapter, was clear at that meeting to say, Bia, don't get it twisted. This harmonized levy does not affect the national union ticket because we are national. This is a Lagos State government thing. We don't care about that. What is aimed at consolidating here are the levies collected by the government, and it was the unions that approached the government to help us harmonize the payment of all the levies is that in collecting to prevent duplication of levies. I'm quoting MC Oluomo here. All right. Let's give you some stats to help you make up your mind on which side of this conversation you want to stay on. According to report, Lagos, certainly the largest city in Africa with a population estimated about 21 million as of 2016, is considered to have the highest number of vehicles in the country. Let's look at reports from the NBS, that's the National Bureau of Statistics, in 2018 June, estimated the total number of vehicles in the country to about 11.7 million. 11.7 million. With commercial vehicles holding about 58.08% of that number. According to reports, out of the 11.7 million vehicles said to be in Nigeria, commercial vehicles were 6.8 million and private were 4.7 million. Government vehicles took 1.19%, with some 139,264. Diplomatic vehicles were about 0.05%, that's less than 6,000 vehicles. In 2016, Michael Olakpade, the acting sector commander of the FRSC, said one quarter of the total number of cars in Nigeria are found in Lagos. So let's do the math. Pick your calculator and work this out with me. I see. We're going to get a number just now. Where's my calculator? Give me a minute. Just so we know where we're going. Here it is. So if we have a total of 11.7 million. Make sure you're calculating with me, okay? 11.7 million. So you're going to divide that by 4. Yeah. Divided by 4. That gives us 2,925,000 vehicles that should be in Lagos, right? Yeah, less than 3 million vehicles in Lagos. So yeah, that's a number. So let's say that about what percentage is this now? So let's say maybe 1. Something million of these are commercial vehicles, right? Yes. So that's to help you in calculating the funds. All right. So I'm asking you this morning what you make of this. Are you a commercial driver, taxi, buses, Marua? Well, which is it? You can tell me what you think about this one. But let me give you a little more details about... what's this? Okay. Let me give you a little more detail about this. At the meeting yesterday... which, of course, included the Lagos State Government, the local government, as well as the unions, we hear that the benefits of the levy include harmonizing the collection process by putting a structure in place, reducing multiple taxes, dues and levies to all agents of state and local government, to provide reliable data, because, of course, you would have to register, to eradicate harassment of bus drivers, and to bring collaborative engagement within stakeholders, among others. The Commissioner for Finance also said that this levy and the approach to it was an alignment with stakeholders and the total restructuring of the transport system that will further boost monies coming into government coffers, adding that the governor had put the interests of the citizens as priority. He also said that the personal income taxes of the drivers will also be deducted from the 800 naira levy. So when you pay 800 naira per day, that also includes your personal income tax. And he said the consolidated informal sector levy will take effect from February 1st. Will be paid to moderate the fees that motorists pay in the sector daily. And you will also get a tax card. Okay, if you're a driver, you will get a tax card. Let me see. Yeah. So you will pay from the point of loading each day. What this might mean is that the state, I'm not sure, I don't know if the state would use the current green and white shirted gentlemen, or if they would use, if they will have new people in new uniforms who would be who would collect these monies, because you would still have to pay in your garages and at your loading points. All right. There's a place I'm looking. The FIRS also. Yeah, here it is. The LIRS was also there. That's the Lagos State Internal Revenue Service. And they said, I seen that it was in a bulletin this morning, that you'd also be issued a tax certificate at the end of the year for the money that you paid for that year. So are you happy with this? Although you still have to pay your union dues, whichever union you fall in. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, we have a line for you, and that's 01465-7190. We're live on Facebook and YouTube right now. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. If you're tweeting at us, use the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF on Twitter, so I can read the comment. You can also make use of WhatsApp 08095975805. So we'll go quick and round in quick succession, go through the calls, 5 calls, 5 messages. We'll keep going round like that. Let's talk. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Renimo.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. What's your name?
I'm Idris.
All right. Welcome to the show. Idris, what do you think?
I'm a commercial driver.
Uh-huh.
These people now, where they have been bringing this issue now that we should be paying 800 naira per day. What about the National Union, who still be collecting their 2,000 plus daily?
Is it 2,000 they collect? Someone told me they collect 500 naira daily.
I'm working in Ajana, 500 naira. You see, many boys are on that, in Ajana bridge to Abrabadi Soya. More than 12 of them collecting like 100 naira, 200, 100 naira, 200, 100 naira, 200.
Those 100 naira, 200 naira, what are they for?
If you ask, they will tell you that state money, this money, different kind of name. Except you that they have know already that you have been doing the work for several years, like me. I don't used to pay much, but I know that so many drivers that pay more than 2,000 naira daily, including loading. You know, if you load, you pay also. If they calculate the money driver paying daily in that Ada axis, or Lakwe to Lekki axis. Let me just take it from Lakwe to Lekki. You calculate some money driver paying daily. It's almost 3,000 to 4,000 naira daily.
If they collapse all of this money and ask you to pay only 800 naira or 1,000 naira, is that a better deal for you?
No, this 800 naira. After you are paying this 800 to Lagos State now, NCO Luomo have already said this now. You pay his own boys. And these boys you are talking about, they are his own boys. All these 100 naira, 200. If you don't pay them, they will fight you. Except if they can remove all those boys away from there. And the 800 naira is collecting. Even the National Union is collecting 500 naira. Let's accumulate it to one thing. And all these boys are not there. If all these boys are there, where is that 800 naira working for? Where you are still going to pay more than 1,000 today?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I hear you loud and clear. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Are you ready?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Wemimo.
Yes, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Daniel.
All right, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm calling from Oshodi.
Okay.
I'm not a commercial driver, but my concern is what the last part of it, what he said. What will happen to these boys on the road that harass commercial drivers? What measures have government put in place to make sure that they're off the road? Otherwise, this will become a burden to the transport. Because if you have a vehicle and somebody is trying to maybe, because they are not complying, wants to vandalize your vehicle, you don't have an option. You have to pay the money. So what measures, because as I listen to you talk, I was just waiting for, okay, government has put on this measure or that measure to make sure that they will get these boys off the road. Otherwise, this is going to be a more tedious and more difficult for the commercial drivers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling in. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this is Chigozie calling.
Thank you for calling me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a commercial driver. Even minibus, the one they call Kurukwe driver.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
You see, what we face on the road daily is something else. I pay 3,000 to 4,000 daily. Sometimes they will tell you that money for security, money for local government, money for parking, money for even turning. That's a different kind of money, and they are on different position, different junction of the road, collecting this money. If the worst part of it is that if you dare intend to not to pay them, they will break your glass, your mirror, your side mirror, collect any part of, as in, and you cannot do anything. So if they are saying we should pay 800, good and fine, but let those boys, those other payments, let them do away with it. Then okay, but with start that, I don't think that is possible, and that will not work. Because they are escorting us on the road, and you cannot do anything. Sometimes your policeman will be there. They will start beating you. They will even remove. I can't tell how many times I'll buy my side mirror. How many times? Not because you refuse paying 100 naira or 200 naira. So it's something else.
Thank you.
We are talking about it.
Thank you very much for calling. We're aggregating your thoughts. I'm sure the stakeholders are listening. We're also reaching out to them to see if we can get them on the show. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Wemima.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam.
from away.
Okay.
What is happening in Nigeria is not good, especially Lagos. People are hungry. People cannot even eat. They cannot pay their school fees of their children. They cannot pay their house rent. And they keep bringing this one again. Those people are complaining. And they complain. So people should look at it. If you do this, what plan have you made to remove all those boys from the road? Because they have already positioned it as if it's the source of their income. Then what would they use to feed their family? The Agberos now. And we said the Lagos is a center of excellence. Very soon,
Hello? Okay, your line is gone. Okay, so I see that the major concern that most of you have is having these boys off the road. And if they go off the road, you will not mind paying a consolidated fee that includes your union dues and levies, right? I believe that's the vibes that you're giving me now. Good morning, hello?
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, this Friday from Valerie.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I have commercial driver to be paid 24,000 naira every month. I want to ask, how much is the minimum wages of Lagos State? Just less than 30,000 naira. Government are telling us they cannot pay. Then you are telling driver, somebody that will buy his vehicle, he will service his vehicle during that month. He has to pay Agbero 8,000. Then he will be paid 24,000 naira to the government every month. And yet, the government that are generating all this money working, they cannot pay their workers 30,000 naira in a month. What is shame, Wemimo? What is shame? Where are we going in this country? That is why we don't want to vote for some people. Which is if some people become president, then any bus that looks from now, from Lagos to Benin, you have to pay. You pay from Lagos, you pay when you get to Ogun, we collect the house. Ondo, we collect the house. Ekiti, we collect the house. Benin, Edo, we collect the house. Before you get to Anambra, maybe a bus driver will be paid up to 10,000 naira. Then what becomes the passenger? Where are we going? Some people, God will just help us so that they don't become the leader of this country, so that they will not turn Nigeria to a South country or an Abubu country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Someone also shares their opinion here on WhatsApp. I'm taking messages from there. A government that collects monthly tax of 24,000 from a bus driver and pays 30,000 naira as gross minimum wage is an irresponsible government. But you didn't leave me your name. NURTW will still be on the roadside collecting. What is Lagos State government harmonizing then? You didn't also leave me your name. The levy of a thing would only inflict more pain on the drivers. In my area in Ikoyorodu, the drivers pay 500 naira per trip every day. They also pay 1,000 naira for security. Security to who? Which is another scam in itself. Ah, you're from Ikoyorodu. Thank you for your message. Let me see. See how Lagos was managed? I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. How about Owo Police? They do collect it at some bus stops. They have someone that do ask for Owo Lokpa after loading. Kelechi from Koka. Okay. To be honest, this is additional pain to the keke rider from Okiki in Mushi. Thanks for your message. James from Lasu says a unified levy for the commercial drivers is a good one. What I'm trying to understand is what plans do the government have for the union workers? This may also lead to loss of employment to these set of people. Absolutely. Because this would mean that all these men in uniform, white and green, will no longer be on the road. We will not need them anymore. I mean, it's like bringing in technology. You sidestep the human process, and then these people might become unemployed. What happens to them? Do you care about that at all? Let's talk about that when I come back from the break. I need to head out right now. I'll be taking your tweets when I return, and also your comments on Facebook and YouTube. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag Nigeria Info MTF, and also use Facebook and YouTube Nigeria Info 99.3. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'll be right back. Thank God. Welcome back. During the break, I've had to make very quick calls. I'm stretching because, man, I had to dash around and do that quickly. But none of them are available. So we still have the whole day. You certainly know that Nigeria Info sits on this topic, not just today, not just this week, not just this month. We'll always be here. So I've reached out to the Commissioner for Information. Number not reachable. To the Commissioner for Transportation, the same thing. To MC Oluomo, the same thing. And to the Algon president, he's not picking the call. It's possibly early for them. So let's see how it goes. I will definitely still get in touch with them later on today. You'll hear updates in our news bulletins and on all our shows throughout the day. So make sure you keep listening and make sure you follow us on social media, because that's where you'll catch up with the latest that we have for you at all times. All right, we're back on this conversation. 800 naira per day consolidated levy. Are you happy with it? I'm taking comments now from social media. I'm going on to Facebook, to YouTube, and then to Twitter, and then to the phone lines again. We keep going around like that. I'm on Facebook now. Yeah, here we go. Let me allow that. I don't know why this guy still keeps behaving like this. Okay, I'm on YouTube, where Adeyemi Oluwaseun says the Agberos collect money from the drivers with force. The pay, security, police money, U-turn money, morning, afternoon, and night, and other side of the road. This is very ridiculous. Shadrach Akpara says, we give excuses for everything. Computers took over the jobs of bank workers, leading to the layoff of many staff. Did we give them any excuse? The NURTW staff on the road can look for other jobs, please. I'm now on Twitter. I hope I'm able to read all of your messages. If and only if they ensure the Agberos are kept out of the road and regulate Nigeria as a whole, then we are good to go. That's from Ajayi Samuel on Twitter. Gwenga DLT, the Lagos State NURTW 800 naira thing can only work if the touts are taken off the bus stop. So these drivers are already paying up to 3,000 to 4,000 naira every day, if not more. This is extortion of the poor. Temitope Clement Jr., the idea of paying 800 naira to the Lagos State government is a scam. This money they instruct them to pay has nothing to do with the way those Agbero guys collect money from operators. I can't read the rest. Okosi Leslie, I take keke from Itamaga to Igbogbo and back in Okorodi daily. These guys pay 900 naira at Itamaga and 600 naira at Igbogbo on Sundays. They will still pay maka and pay council tickets. Are they going to pay an additional 800 naira from my findings? They make less than 4,500 naira daily after all expenses. Ojo Moses, Oluwafemi, the NURTW chairman said the 800 naira is different from their own daily union fees, and that the 800 naira is for their tax and other state government levies. So the 800 naira will increase transportation cost. Balogu A. Nasir on Twitter, I think it is just strategic that they want. Okay, I'm sure you mean it is just a strategy they want to use for the coming election. After election, everything will go back to normal. Fremi the Great Pandit on Twitter, Wamimo, do you think the Agberos will leave if the fund is being collected, is aggregated? No way. These street guys have more roles they play beyond just transport levy collection. They are politically useful to government guys when matters arise. Ebenezer Katifam on Twitter, I'm just too tired of this country. This in the least isn't even a good political strategy to win elections. 800 naira for what? Omowabi Oluwafemi, the government should try as much as possible to regulate the union system. 0700-993-993-993, female callers, 01465-7190. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning, welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Dan Baba.
Welcome, go ahead.
It is unfortunate Lagos State government, whose name is a center of excellence, is behaving like this. When I heard the news, I was very, very happy that finally Agoro is off Lagos Road, not knowing that they want to add another Agoro to the one we have on Lagos Road. My sister, let me tell you something. It's been long I entered public bus last. My card had issue last week, and a few days ago, I entered Danfo. To be honest with you, I'm not trying to, exaggerating or saying anything. I drop and take you back immediately because I could not cope with the touts on Lagos Road. And you are telling me that you see nothing wrong with that. All you're doing is to add more hardship to these people. If I were the Danfo people, I'll stop for one day. Let's see how Lagos will be, what Lagos will look like. If people did not go to work, how do you generate tax now? Danfo drivers should stop working for one day. so that they can fix it.
Hmm.
It is unfortunate.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I'm on WhatsApp now. Adegoke from Lekki says he passed through the Mautu axis yesterday from Ibeshe. These Agberos are nuisances on the road. I know how many of them stopped the Okada I was on and extorted money from them, including the police, collecting money from both the bus drivers and Okada drivers. We, the commuters, are the ones who would bear the brunt. Lagos State needs to take away the APC government because they are filled with extortion. He that brought Agberos to Lagos wants to start campaigning for elections, and they have to source for money by any means. It's a matter of time. They will continue to pay everything. They're repaying. What do you mean? It's just additional money. Andy Okoro, I didn't quite get that. Yes, good morning. Chibuza from Ikotu. 800 Naira is great, but the problem is who will collect this levy? Will the government employ their staff, or will they use the existing Agberos bill? That's the same question I have. If the latter is the case, we're back to square one because they would not comply. Adeshinyo Toyinbo from Ntabo Ijoko. What we actually want is for this APC gang to get Agueros out of the road. We can't continue to suffer in their hands in this country. They should create farm settlements for them if they want to really work. Cool idea. Says create a farm settlement, let them go and farm and put the energy into something productive. If this will stop the area boys from harassing drivers while on the move to collect money, then this is a welcome development. Else, it's just a waste of time, says David on WhatsApp. John from Idimu has Lagos State government has just successfully complicated the problem of the public bus operators. All I can see in the harmonized levy is multiple levy. As long as they still have to settle NURTW separately, they have just added to the problem. Emmanuel says the Lagos government cannot clear these boys out of the road. They are government boys when time comes. The government that do that in Lagos would not win the next election or will have to get more security forces to face the outcome. Does that mean? All right, I'm back on the phone lines. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say something. You see, when I came down to this side of Lagos, from Iju to CMIC 60 Naira, that was in the early 2000. Early 2000. But now, the same route, we collect 500, and people are going to work. Some are not even CMS or what do you call the race course. They are still going to Aja, Lekki, where their offices are. In a day, maybe about 1,000 going, 1,000 coming, or more than that. And you are now bringing in another levy on that same route. Man, of course, the passenger will bear the brunt. They only want to pay it. Now, maybe it will be 600, not 800. Ahead, times 15.
On the same salary. Thank you very much. I'm now on Facebook, where Alex Ogundadegbe. I think that's what that would mean. Multiple taxation of transportation. MC Olumo and Co. will fight for their own share too. Someone in Lagos State government has looked at the mind-boggling sums the NURTW collects and they want some of it. Oluwato in Mustafa, government has failed to issue certificate to companies that are paying tax. Is it now and they're now promising bus drivers a certificate after paying? Hello, is this not a scam? Who's fooling who? Oladipupo Ibrahim Tunde on Facebook says, you see, this increase does not affect the commercial buses. In fact, it's a blessing to them because all they need to do is to increase the T-fare by 50 naira. So we, the citizens, will be the ones to suffer for it. Okay, I get you. I'm trying to get to all the comments. Give me a moment to do that. In the meantime, we're on the phone lines. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Mike, calling from Ikeja.
Okay, Mike, please go ahead.
I'm a commercial driver. I'm a Kuruku driver.
Welcome to the show. Which union do you pay to?
I pay to National Union.
Which, NURTW?
Yes.
But I thought there was another union. Isn't that your union also?
No, NRQW, we are paying to in Nikeja, where I work here.
So this accredited Motorcycles Owners and Riders Association of Nigeria. Don't you?
Sorry?
There is an accredited motorcycle owners and. Okay, that's for motorcycle. Okay.
No, that's for motorcycle. Okay. I'm operating a vehicle, Kokoroku in particular.
Oh, okay, those small buses. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to discuss about what government is talking about, 800 naira extra charges on commercial drivers.
Yes.
Now, in my park here, are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
We load 150. Okay? And then Agboro is, are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
Agboro is collecting 200 naira per loading. When you go to trip, that is 400 naira. When you are going for the third trip, their booking money is 1,000 naira.
Mm?
Now, yes, when you are going for the third trip, they are collecting a booking of 1,000 naira from you.
Wait, the first two bookings, 200 naira each?
Yes. The first two trips is 200, that is 400 naira. Then when you are going for the third trip, you now pay their booking, which is 1,000. So that is 1,400, right?
Yeah.
Local government is taking 200 naira every day. That is 1,600 naira. That is for your third trip. Are you hearing me?
I'm with you.
All right. So now, if you go 10 trips in a day, that is 2,000 naira for loading. 2,000 naira for loading plus 1,000 naira booking, that is 3,000 naira. The local government, 200, that is 3,200 naira that a commercial Koroko is paying on daily basis. Now, if government is adding another 800 naira, that will make it 4,000 naira per driver a day.
But what the government said is that they are removing the local government dues, so you won't have to pay the local government any 200 naira. So that would be 3,800.
That would be 3,800 naira, which is too much. Now, if government is bringing 800 naira, then they need to do something about the money that these Agboros are collecting. Agboro cannot be collecting money on the other side. Government is coming on the other side. Then the commercial drivers will become a cash cow. They are the one maintaining their vehicles. They are the one fueling the vehicles. What is their take home per day?
So you tell me, what is your take home per day after all these levies have been paid?
At the end of the day, if you work hard, you can go home with 5,000 naira or 6,000 naira after your fuel and your feeding.
Okay.
That is how much on average that the driver of this Koroko go home with.
That is when you work for you work for how many hours to make this money now?
Let's say you work from 6 o'clock in the morning, or let's say 5 a.m. in the morning, and then you close by 7 in the evening.
Whoa, that's a full day's work.
So then you then you go home with 5 or 6,000. Then government and Agro will go with 4,000 naira. So it's too much. Nobody can bear it. The maintenance of this vehicle, the fueling of this vehicle is on drivers. Government or Agro does not know how drivers are maintaining these vehicles. Now, another one is their roadworthiness. We are paying for roadworthiness. We are paying for insurance. We are paying for other vehicle particulars. If you add this thing up, the payment is too much on drivers. We cannot bear it.
We have to
diversify, abandon this work, then look for another alternative, because government and Agro have spoiled the work. As a matter of fact.
Thank you very much for calling. He has given us a thorough breakdown of what he faces daily. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is Son. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
I didn't get your name. Tell me again.
Sunday.
Sunday, okay. Yes, please go ahead.
Calling from Ikorodu.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is a complication issue. I'm a driver, too. And there is a lot of extortion. If you're talking about the Agbero, that one is a total mess in Lagos State. Do you know every bus stop, even though you pick up one passenger, they will still collect money from you. At least the lowest is 100 naira. And you still have to pay Agbero, pay police, last man there too is there, task force is there. You know, with the transporter, we are facing a lot. If I tell you, if you shoot, the old driver should cooperate, and a total lock in Lagos State. I think the government they will know the right thing to do because the Agbero are their tools which they are using for their election and all that. There's nothing they can do about them because
they are a total mess in the road.
Thank you very much. I'm on Facebook now, where Lawrence Adebayo Lawal says, until the bus drivers organize themselves and have a driver's union, the NURTW will keep oppressing them. Would BRT buses pay the same 800 Naira levy to the government? Well, we were not told that, but they are commercial also. What are the social responsibilities of the NURTW? NDLEA. It says NDLEA should go after the NURTW members because they smoke weed at will. Dan Baba says, how these guys won't make calm. It's your pigeon. How these guys won't make calm. Where Agbero, last month, police and government no allow them rest. Or Sakpolo Haruna says, vote out APC in Lagos. That's for you is the solution. Right. Okay. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
You're calling a female line. Try again. Good morning, hello? You are not here. Good morning, hello?
Good morning, ma.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Welcome. What's your name?
I was your name.
It was okay, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Azubi. I'm calling from New Shady.
All right, sir. Please go ahead.
Coming to all this government attacking commercial buses to pay 800 a month or a day. It's not the issue of the government, I think that the government is supposed to do. Because these commercial drivers they are facing in the road, it's more than that 800 that their government is asking them to do. What government should do is to just retreat arborists from the road and create a park that every commercial bus should go there and load. After loading, arborists will now take their own and give government their own. Most of these arborists that is all over Lagos, even in my city, as for arborists, they are there. Any motor that stop and pick a passenger, that arborist will have a commission. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
So as they are passing those commercial buses now, don't you know that we, the consumer, they are putting those problems in our head. Most of them will also increase their payment,
the fare,
and all that.
Hmm.
Are you getting me? So let government try to help Lagosians. Also, we Lagosians, we are getting out of, we are suffering every day by day.
Hmm.
And if you go to those commercial buses, if you see the way people that are panting themselves to get into the commercial buses, forget that COVID-19 is real. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but thank you very much. Fak Phil of Lagos is on WhatsApp and says, you're currently in Oshogbo. Okay, see, listening via the web because you can't listen from the app. You have low device memory. Okay. Transport levies in Lagos are too overrated. We need to have a total restructure of the transport fares. Some distances are not worth more than 30 naira or maximum 40 naira. But it's funny how all of these smaller currencies have found a way to leave the spending space. You're right. You're right. In fact, it's almost embarrassing in Lagos now to have a 20 naira note on you. People look at me like, are you so poor? You have 20 naira? How do you get to have 20 naira? It says taxes more because unions know what they are making. Very unduly high returns off passengers. Says it's very sad right now. Well, meanwhile, I don't understand the kind of government we have in this nation. They will just wake up one morning and the next thing is to frustrate the life of their citizens. All I know is that the passenger will be the ones to suffer for this new levy. Omolewa Sunday, thank you for your message. Government imposing 800 Naira daily levy on commercial drivers will be a welcome development if all the tout can be driven away from the government road. But it's impossible, mostly now that their Oga have started campaigning to be president. Which of the Ogas? Francis from Irawo. Thank you. We pay 2,600 Naira here in my area at Amuwa Dofin, and they want to increase the price again. You didn't tell me your name. Thanks for your message. The president is declining removal of first subsidy while Governor Sanwo-Olu is inflicting residents with transport hike. Decentralizing investment in Lagos is the answer. Thank you. This is refreshing. No government is saying it's only 800 Naira. They won't pay up to 3,800. The commissioner said they will only pay 800 Naira and they shouldn't pay in the park again for the day. That's it. So all of those... the question though is, because you guys now say you pay for police, the government doesn't reckon with police money. The fees that the government is talking about is the Lagos State government fees and the local government levies. Those are the things covered by the 800 naira and your income tax. But the police money, last man money, Baba for road money, all of those things are certainly not covered in this one. Look at my phone lines. Good morning. Hello. Sorry. Can you try again? Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Wemimo.
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. All right. You cannot hear me. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Temitope.
Why is your radio on, Temitope?
Oh, sorry.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, please. I just want to, if they can remove the chain of Agbero from transportation in Lagos. Or nationwide, I think it can be better because we don't even need them in the first instance. What is Agbero doing in the chain of transportation? They are making life so difficult for everybody, even the passenger is not enjoying them because the way they collect the money is not the same. We cannot even reckon with that. So if they want to be collecting it under there, let them be collecting it under there and going direct to the government by setting up a proper channel to collect that and remove Agbero.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they are paying Agbero, paying government and all. Everything will still come back to the passenger.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I agree with you. The passengers might have to pay for it. I mean, how else would the driver cover the cost? He doesn't want to go home with less money. He wants more money, and you are taking more. So if they increase the fare by just 50 naira, do you know that they're going to make more than this 800 naira? So like someone said on our tweet, says it's possibly an advantage for the drivers. Maybe they are even happy, you know, an excuse to increase the fares. But everything boils down to the consumer. All right, I need to go now. Thank you all for hanging out with me at the Morning Crossfire today. Thank you for being here. Tomorrow is another time, 5 a.m. I'll be here. We'll have a great time on the show as usual. I'm going to still reach out to all the people I've called this morning. It might still be early for them, but we'll have a full day to keep the conversation going on. So don't miss out on any of our shows throughout the day. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sport. If you still want to be a part of the marriage seminar coming up on the last Sunday of this month, hit me up on social media, chat me up, and let's send you the details. All right, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Have yourselves a fabulous day. Calm down, drink water, okay? I'll see you again tomorrow. Goodbye now.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.